So you're welcome to slip into a Pavlovian response as soon as possible, as soon as you hear the bell. Let your awareness descend right down to the ground. Slipping into this non-discursive witnessing mode of awareness. And then, like a fragrance filling a room, let your awareness fill the whole somatic field of your body. And with this mindful presence, you may note areas that feel tight. In your torso, in your face, around the eyes. With every out-breath, release. Strike that balance in your posture that is simultaneously deeply relaxed. And if you're sitting upright, sitting in a posture of attention, vigilance, even in the supine position, you adopt a psychological stance or posture of alertness, of vigilance, and sustain that balance with stillness. In the same spirit of release, letting go, let your respiration settle in its natural rhythm. Without effortfully drawing the breath in or expelling it, let the respiration flow as effortlessly as possible. Relaxing in every way with each out-breath, releasing thoughts, releasing the breath all the way through the end, until the next breath flows in effortlessly. and set your mind at ease, releasing all concerns about the future and the past. And letting your awareness non-conceptually come to rest in stillness in the present moment. Let the natural clarity of your awareness illuminate the sensations related to the breath, wherever they most distinctly manifest, throughout the body. If we liken your attention to a wild horse, untamed, it is now time to gently tame, to subdue this horse by corralling it, so to speak, within the field of your body, so that it's not roaming off to other sensory fields and not roaming off into thoughts about the past, the future, or even the present. Contain your awareness, your attention, within the field of the body. You may maintain a diffuse awareness that permeates the whole field, or you may allow your attention to rove within the body, attending to the sensations of the breath wherever they are most evident. Very gently contain your awareness within this field without allowing it to be distracted or caught up and carried away by conceptual grasping. Various thoughts, mental images, memories are bound to come to mind out of sheer habit or addiction. But rather than trying to shut them out or constrict them, with every out-breath, happily, gently release them and return to the present moment, to this perceptual mode of awareness, of attending to the bare sensations of the breath throughout the body. There is subtlety to this practice, which seems on the surface so simple. And that is, we are attempting to focus clearly, continuously, on the sensations of the breath, maintaining an awareness of the flow of the respiration, which we can very easily influence, control, modify, regulate. Here we seek to maintain that flow of mindfulness of the breathing while releasing all control, all preference. There's a lot of subtlety here, to attend very closely to something that we can easily modify and not do so. Just let it be. Let the breath flow. with your faculty of introspection as soon as you note that you have been caught up and carried away by distracting thoughts. Let your first response be to relax, loosen up. Release whatever captivated your attention. And then return to the object of meditation, the flow of sensations of the breath within the body. Relax, release, and return. In this phase of mindfulness of breathing, it is as if we are allowing the body to fall asleep. And even the active discursive mind to fall asleep. While maintaining the clarity, the luminosity of awareness itself. Fall asleep consciously.